You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
All right, let's move now from politics to cars. And big changes are reportedly coming to how South Africans register and license their vehicles. But there seems to be a little confusion about whether new rules have actually been promulgated or if all of this is just confined to one province, the Western Cape. I'm in conversation now with Colin Msibi, who speaks for the Department of Transport. Colin, a very warm welcome to you, and help me understand this. As far as I understand it, the new licensing rules were meant to have started already. Is there a delay? If so, why? And what is the real rollout timeline?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having us, just to give us an opportunity to clarify. Look, honestly, there hasn't been any changes to the National Road Traffic Act. What could possibly be happening is the province, the Western Cape, having to introduce their own SOP in terms of how things should be done in terms of the renewal of the disc. So at this point, there was no changes envisaged or promulgation that was going to be happening. So our interpretation of the story that came out was that probably the MAC has taken a decision that there has to be additional requirements introduced in the province, and the Act does empower the MACs to do so.
It's not ideal, though, if you have one province going in a different direction, surely.
Look, it all depends on the circumstances in that specific process. It would be the challenges that they face. And then they realize that probably they would need to introduce the new SOPs to deal with those challenges. So we wouldn't want to pass any judgment. But as I said to you, the Act, there's a certain section in the Act which does empower the MECs to do so.
What is your understanding then of the SOPs that are going to apply as far as the Western Cape is concerned, and how do they differ from the national strategy or national program?
Well, in terms of the National Act, it simply just say it does recognize any form of identification. So what happens is if your disc is due for renewal, you would get an SMS. And then in the SMS, there is a PIN. So you can simply, when you go to a testing center or DLTC, you simply just give them the PIN on the SMS, and then they will be able to pull up your documents because they are already there on the system and they are able to renew your disc. In the case where there is an email, you simply just give them an email, because after COVID, we had to introduce the email and the SMS system. Even on the drive-throughs, where you are able to drive through to renew your disc, you are doing the same. You simply just give them the PIN, which is on the SMS. So now, I think what we understand on the article is that you've over and above the SMS and the PIN, you've got to produce a certified form of identification, which. We're saying there isn't anything planned from the national point of view to introduce such a requirement. So hence, we're just thinking probably it is the province that is coming up with that SOP, which they are more than allowed to do so.
How much consultation has there been between the Western Cape and the national department, though?
It would be nice to know, and because I see that it does say they spoke to the department. And I've spoken to the officials who are dealing with the legislation on these matters, they have no clue as to who was spoken to. So we're quite as confused. I've had to do some consultation on this matter, and they are not quite sure as to who was consulted by the province. So it would be quite interesting to know who exactly they spoke to, because as far as they are concerned, there isn't any changes which have been introduced.
It might be a simplistic interpretation as far as I'm concerned, but it would seem to me that there's now a conflictual situation that exists between the National Department and the Western Cape, which ostensibly is going it alone.
I don't think so. I honestly think that, as I say to you, they are using their own discretion probably to introduce this particular requirement. But in terms of the consultation, I wouldn't want to say they didn't speak to anyone. They may have maybe escalated to the DG level. It could be. But I didn't speak to the DG. I must say that. But I'm saying that I don't think they are opposed to what we have on the Act and what they are trying to introduce, because the Act says the province can be able to introduce a specific requirement where they see fit. I mean, it could be that in this regard, and would find that probably there was some sort of an engagement between the HOD and the DG. So we may just have to establish who they spoke to. And we're not saying they did a wrong thing by so doing, honestly, because I think the article is very clear. They needed some clarification, and probably it could have been the DG that they spoke to. We're not so sure.
All right, let me come at it from a slightly different angle then. It would seem to me, having listened to your explanation, that there is additional security that the Western Cape Indeed. Is putting on application. Indeed. Surely Indeed. That's a good thing. It's something that the National Department Indeed. Would support, and ultimately you
Certain.
Might be following suit.
Certainly. Definitely. Remember, we don't issue license disc as National Department of Transport. We simply just deal with policy. But hence, we've left it open for a province to decide whether they're going to introduce new SOPs. And in this case, the Western Cape have done so, and we applaud that, so that it adds more security into the system. So if other provinces were to make that decision and do the same, we would certainly support it, because the Act does allow it, to be honest. So I think we certainly support what the Western Cape is trying to do in this regard.
So but as a result of that, then, would you be recommending to other provinces to look at the new model that the Western Cape is implementing?
Well, I think at the MINMEC meetings, it could be something that could be discussed, but we certainly are satisfied with what the Act is saying for now, to say the MSC has all the right to introduce the new SOPs. I think we would leave it at that. But if there is a need and there is a problem which has been identified, which may require new SOPs for each and every province, therefore, it can then be a matter that would have to be prescribed. But at this point, there isn't anything that points to the situation where we may have to prescribe or make it mandatory for all the provinces to do so.
So very quickly then, what is your next step?
Well, our next step, honestly, it would be to get clarity from the Western Cape, just to find out as to who they engage and what is it. Because now it seems to me from this article, there would be a confusion when we're saying that we are not introducing any new laws, and yet the province is saying that there's something that is being done. So we just have to get clarity as to whether is this the new SOP they are introducing, and if so, we would certainly support it, but because it is in line with the legislation that is in place at the moment.
All right.
So it's a matter of just finding out for information purposes for ourselves.
Okay, we'll circle back and report on this a little later in the week. Colin Msebi, appreciate your time. He speaks for the National Department of Transport.